Think about some of the great storytellers that you might know in your life. Maybe there are some of your relatives and friends who have relayed stories to you from their past. And maybe from generation to generation that these stories have been handed down. Who are some of the storytellers you know in your life? You know, one of the greatest storytellers there was Jesus. That Jesus in the scriptures often would tell stories in the form of parables in order to convey a teaching. And in a way, he was one of the great teachers, one of the great storytellers of all the ages. To tell our story. This is precisely what the disciples do as they experience the risen Christ. We hear it right at the very beginning of our gospel today, that they recounted to the others what had taken place along the way. That they recounted, they recalled, they shared, they told that story of their experience of God. I know for myself, I love stories and I love hearing the stories of the people of God. And I love sharing stories of how I've seen God at work in the lives of so many. Equally so, I love it, as I said, when people share their stories of experiencing God. Who also doesn't love a good miracle story? And maybe a few weeks ago you saw the Megyn Kelly show in which it highlighted the Champion Shrine right here in our area and how some of these quote-unquote miracles, we can't officially call them such, but how some people have experienced those miracles, those graces by a visit to that shrine. Who doesn't love a great miracle story? Because for many of us it might open our eyes to see the reality that God is real, that he exists, and that he's alive and active, and he works in the lives of his people. I also love it when people share how others have impacted their lives, how they share a story about someone reaching out to them in kindness. If you're like me, you love these stories. And sometimes if something happens to us and we have this experience, this story that we want to share, we don't just tell one person, we tell lots of people. We want to share all about the things that we experienced. And that's what the disciples do. They recounted what had happened to them along the way. They shared their experience of the risen Christ. The very end of the gospel, Jesus tells us that now his name, his message would be preached throughout all the nations, beginning first in Jerusalem. And we see that it truly has been preached to all the nations, not only in our first reading as Peter is proclaiming Christ crucified and risen from the dead. We see it also in our second reading from the letter of John as he shares about the teaching of Jesus, about keeping the commandments of following the Lord. It has been a message proclaimed not only in the apostolic age, but one that has happened all throughout time, even to this very day. Maybe as the disciples recounted their story, as they recounted their experience of the risen Christ, and as they go out and preach to all the nations, they not only share him risen from the dead, but they share their life with Jesus as well. How they experienced him, how they came to know him as an infant born of Mary, how they shared, how they saw his many miracles, how they shared his teachings, and then the impact that he made on their life and in the lives of those that they witnessed. The power and grandeur and the majesty of God. For us, we're called like those disciples who are on the way, and in fact, the bishop of our diocese, Bishop Ricken, has called us to be disciples on the way, and as such, maybe we learn from them, we take a page from their book today, and we recount to others what God has done in our life. Maybe we think of a few questions. Maybe the first question would be, well, think of who has shared or recounted something of God to me. Who have I received a story from? Secondly, maybe, who is it that I've shared with to recount my own experience of God, what God is doing in my life or in the life of my family, in the life of the parish, in the life of the world? What are you going to share? Might be the third question to think about. We have to have a realization, an awareness of God working in our life in order to be able to share that story. And lastly, maybe consider, who is it that God is calling me to share that story with? When we experience something, we know that it's meant not just for ourselves and for those close to us, but it's meant for others. So who is Jesus inviting us to share how he's active in our lives? If we become like these disciples who, after the road to Emmaus, recounted that experience, they shared it with others. If we share our experiences of God, our church will no longer be empty. Our church will be filled with people who have been touched by God's grace.